好，这个时候我们要共读圣言啊，由我来念，大家啊，就是静默静听。今天经文是取自哥林多后书五章十七节。如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过去，你看，都变成新的了。阿门。这是上帝的话语。
感谢上帝。
大家请坐。这个时候我们邀请耶利传道还有罗森姐妹来做欢迎。我们欢迎他们。
今天就一节经文。OK。好，罗森。好，我先恭贺大家新年蒙恩，新年新恩典。
Wishing everyone a blessed new year with new blessings.
New year, new you.
新年、oh. 新的你。
跟你旁边的说哈，你不要 new year, new you 哈，要要油一点 ，OK？ 一二三哈 ，new year, new you 啊，就是一定要 you。OK， 好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，感谢你的恩典同在。
Father, we thank you for your grace that's with us。
我们也求主你自己的圣灵光照，也帮助我们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us and help us。
让我们听的和说的都一同蒙造就。
That as we listen and as we speak, that hold on.
that, 为什么？ Yes. 奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
In His name we pray, Amen.
OK， 我们农历新年我们都有很多传统哈。无论你多忙了
啊。So there are a lot of traditions during Chinese New Year。
像今年我特别忙，因为准备奖章啊。但是，我还是会打扫一番啊家里。
So no matter how busy you are, you will clean up the house。
把旧的垃圾除一下，然后该刷的也要刷一下啊。
You throw out what is old and you clean up。
然后新衣了哈。新发型啊，有一点新发型，然后可能也有一点新的颜色，有没有其他人有没有新的颜色哈
？And then you buy new clothes, get a new haircut, maybe some of us a new hair color.
Yeah, 就是要让人眼目一新啊
，so that we get a new and fresh look.
期盼来年有一个新的开始。
And this is in anticipation and hopes that there's a fresh start with the new year.
啊，作为神的儿女
，so as God's children.
不单是我们的外在啊，要更新。
It's not just our external appearance that needs to be renewed.
我们也期盼我们的新的一年，我们的属灵生命会越来越更自由，也越来越讨神喜悦。
But we hope that in the new year, our spiritual life will also be renewed and will be pleasing to God.
刚才所读的经文啊
，So the verse that we read just now.
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过去，你看都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
我在网上面看到这个图片哈，上帝这样 把我们拉出来，是不是这样子
？So there's this picture that was found online where God is plucking the old us out of us.
哥林多后书五章十七节这句话是一个过去逼迫基督的人，然后他转变成为传扬基督的保罗所说的。
So this verse in 2 Corinthians was written by Paul, who once persecuted Christians, but was transformed into someone who spreads God's gospel.
是的，如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过去。保罗还很强调的说：“你看，表示一定会。”都会变成新的了。
So if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, and Paul specially emphasizes, "Look," which means that there will be.
好不好？呀，我就知道你们会这样。我知道，好像不是来，好像不是很肯定哈。我们信主这么多年啊 ，OK， 没关系，我们继续的听下去。其实，保罗这句话的关键不在于旧事已过变成新，真正的关键是在基督里。
So actually, the key is not just about change, but the key is about being in Christ.
在基督里
，being in Christ.
好，尼托生说，在基督里这四句话看起来很简单。
So the phrase in Christ seems very simple.
但是非常的重要。
But it's actually very important.
他说，如果没有在基督里，就没有福音。
So if not in Christ, there is no gospel.
如果没有在基督里，就没有教会。
If not in Christ, there is no church.
如果没有在基督里，就没有救赎，也没有救恩。
If not in Christ, there is no redemption, no salvation.
神所做的一切都是在基督里，不是在人里做的。
Everything God does is done in Christ, not in man.
神在我们里面所做的一切乃是在基督里。
Everything God has in us is in Christ.
也就是说，唯有在基督里，我们才能够真正的领受上帝的恩典和救赎。
So only in Christ can we truly experience God's grace and salvation.
那神在我们里面的工作都是做在基督的身上。
So God's work in us is done in Christ.
我们在基督里就能领受天上各样的属灵的恩赐。
And in Christ we can receive all sorts of spiritual blessings.
在基督里我们不被定罪。
In Christ we are not condemned.
在基督里我们得着释放。
In Christ we are set free.
我们脱离罪和死的律。
So that we are free from sin and death.
好，那什么是在基督里？
So what does it mean to be in Christ?
当我们说某某人在我的心里，就表示你和某某人有一个亲密的关系，阿妹吗？
So when we say that someone is in my heart, it means that me and the person, we have a close personal relationship.
有没有人在你心里？
Is there anyone in your heart?
我问你。
我问回你。
哦，有，当然袁绍红，还有耶稣基督。就表示哈，在基督里，在你的心里，就表示你们有很亲密的关系。
So when we say in our heart, it means we have a close relationship.
对，在基督里表示我们与基督有一种亲密的个人的关系。
So in Christ means that we have an intimate personal relationship with Christ.
在基督里是表示我们和神有亲密的关系。OK, 这个是关键哦。
So the key here is that in Christ means we have an intimate personal relationship with God.
那在基督里怎么发生的呢？
So how did in Christ happen?
然后第十四节到十五节怎么说？原来基督的爱驱逼着我们，因为他因为我们断定一个人替众人死了，众人就都死了。他替众人死了，为的就要死活着的人不再为自己活着，为的是那替他们死而复活的主而活。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 to 15 it says, For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
保罗说，因为耶稣的爱，他在十字架上为我们众人死了，他偿还了罪的代价。
So Paul tells us that Christ died for us and paid the price for our sin.
我们借着相信他的宝血，我们被救赎。
And by believing in him through his blood, we receive salvation.
与他同死同葬同复活。
And we have died and have been buried and have been resurrected with him.
因此，你我就像保罗一样，我们已经在基督里。
And so you and I are like Paul. We are already in Christ.
我们与基督有密切的关系。
We have a close, intimate relationship with God.
是新造的人。
We are new creation.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
要把在基督里这四个字深深地刻在我们的心里。
We must keep the phrase in Christ close in our hearts.
在第十六节。
So in verse 16.
从今以后我们不再按人的看法认识人，虽然我们曾经按着人的看法认识基督，但现在不是这样了。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
这就是保罗所指的旧事。
This is what Paul is referring to when he says old things.
你过去怎么样看待人事物的观点，当你相信耶稣，当基督在你里面的时候，就不再一样了。
How you used to view people, now that you are in Christ, it is different.
你会从不同的角度，你按着不再是按着自己的看法，按照你自己的感觉从我的出发点来出发，或者我已经不再一样了。
You no longer see things from a personal, individual point of view, not just based on your own viewpoints or your own worldview.
Okay, 在基督里，我们就有了 新的生命。
In Christ, we have new life.
最近我们都看到、听到很多的见证，我们弟兄姐妹的见证，好像正良弟兄、我们的雪凤姐妹他们的见证。你看到当他们接受耶稣之后，当他们基督在他们心里面的时候，他们的生命就改变了，他们的想法跟过去完全不一样了。
So in the past few weeks, we've heard multiple testimonies, such as from Brother Zheng Liang and Sister Xue Feng. We see how when they receive Christ, their lives are changed.
对，在基督里，我们是可以看到新造的样式。
So in Christ, we see a new way of living.
Yeah, 他们不再按着过去他们看待事物的那种看法，一切旧的已经变成新的了。
You no longer see people or things through the lens of men.
我们有新的恩典。
There is new grace.
是的，我们每个早晨都是新的开始。
Every morning is a new beginning for us.
神爱我们，永远给我们新的恩典，新的机会。
God loves us and will always give us new grace and new chances.
虽然在基督里，但是我们还是一个未然的，还在施工中哈。
Although we are in Christ, we are still
还在施工 ，work in progress.
Yeah, we're still a work in progress.
最重要的是，我们不要再重蹈覆辙。
So what's important is that we don't make the same mistakes over and over again.
上帝给你恩典，你就可以一直犯罪，一直犯罪，一直犯错。
So not just because God gives us new grace, so we sin again and again.
就算犯奸淫的妇人，耶稣就对他说：“不要再犯了。”
Just like the woman who committed adultery, God told her, "Go and sin no more."
那在旧约当中呢，犯人有人犯了罪，他要杀牛杀羊为自己赎罪哈。
So in the Old Testament, the people had to sacrifice cows and sheep as offerings when they sin.
对，当他犯罪的时候，回去又犯罪，然后他又要来杀牛宰羊的。
So if they return and they sin again, they have to repeat the process.
所以旧约在希伯来书的作者就警戒我们说，不可以随便犯罪。
So the author of Hebrew wants us not to be careless about sin.
你把基督的血当作平常。
Not to take God, Christ's blood for granted.
这个恩典，其实这个恩典是在基督在十字架上为我们受辱、受苦、流血买回来的。
Because this grace is bought for us by Christ who was humiliated, suffered, and bled on the cross for us.
所以虽然有新的恩典，让我们不轻看这个恩典。
So even though we have grace from God, we do not take this grace lightly.
新的标杆
，a new goal。
想想过去你的标杆是什么
？So what? Let's think back on what our past goals were.
你过去要达到的目的是什么
？What was the purpose you wanted to achieve?
对，成为新造的人，我们的标杆变了。
So as a new creation, our goal has changed.
是更具体，是跟与永恒有关的。
It's more concrete. It's related to eternity.
我们不浪费神造我们的目的。
We should not waste the purpose that God created us for.
我们被造的目的是什么
？What is the purpose we have been created for?
你们想要你荣耀神
？To glorify God.
是的
，Yes.
所以保罗说：“我以得着基督为至宝。”
So Paul says, "I see surpassing worth in Christ."
我只有一件事情
，I only have one goal，
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
To forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead and press on toward the goal.
有人就这么提醒说哈，如果你觉得你的生活很混乱
，So someone once gave this reminder: if you feel that life is very messy,
没有秩序
，there's no order，
这样失控
，like you've lost control，
是因为你不清楚自己为什么活着
，it's because you're not clear of why you are here。
手上的东西，这里做一半，那里做一半。
When you've done things halfway here and halfway there，
没有秩序。
And there's no order。
然后，你没有标杆，很多时候都是瞎忙。
So when you have no goal, you are often busy for no reason。
忙得没有价值。
There's no value in the busyness。
所以我们需要常常来提醒，被提醒。
So we often need to remind ourselves。
提醒我自己，我自己也是这样。有时候真的是瞎忙的感觉，这里做一半，那里做一半，所以真的需要常常提醒自己哈，我们的标杆是什么
？So we need to remind ourselves often what is our goal.
然后我们有新的盼望
，and we have new hope.
在基督里，我们不仅是新造的人，我们还有新的盼望。
So in Christ, we are not just new creations, but we also have new hope.
我们的生命不再是这样潇洒，走一回就过去了。
Our life is no longer just a casual walk in the park.
而是有永恒荣耀的结局。
But there is the hope of eternity.
因为耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们成就了一切。
Because Jesus has already accomplished everything for us on the cross.
我们都知道，在现实生活中有许多的苦，有许多的痛。
So we know that there is a lot of bitterness and pain in life.
会让我们感到很挫折，很负面。
That can make us feel very pessimistic and frustrated.
但对于保罗来说，这些苦、这些痛都是暂时的。
But to Paul, all of this is temporary.
我们所应该顾念的是那永恒的。
What we should concern ourselves with is with the eternal.
对保罗说，因为我们的短暂、轻微的苦难，不是这样。OK， 在四章十七节哈，保罗也觉得他所受的这些苦都是短暂的哈，跟过永恒的那个荣耀来比，那个是不能相比的，因为那个是极大无比永远的荣耀。
So Paul says that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them.
所以我们顾念的是那看不见的，而不是那看得见的。
So we should fix our eyes on not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
好，然后在基督里成第二，在基督里成为新造的人。刚才我们所讲的哈，成为新造的人是在基督里，我们刚才提到，在基督里要成为新造的人。
So you mentioned earlier that in Christ we are new creation.
那在基督里，我们也一切都变成新的。
And in Christ all things are made new.
然后在基督里，我们要活出新造的生命。
And we live a new life in Christ.
这个关键问题来了。
So the key question is here.
因为刚才大家都没有回答哈。
So just now no one replied.
你是新造人吗？大家都。
Are you a new creation?
是，因为我们总是在旧事里面绕圈圈，会不会
？Because we often are walking, find ourselves walking in circles.
我们需要得着那新造的确据。
We need to receive the assurance that we are a new creation.
然后提摩太凯勒他怎么说
？So Timothy Keller once said,
基督徒确据的核心不是我们对上帝的爱有多大。
The central basis of Christian assurance is not how much our hearts are set on God,
而是他爱我们的心是多么的坚定。
But how unshakably His heart is set on us.
所以新造的确据是。我们是神的儿女，是从神生的。
So the assurance that we are a new creation is from God.
确定吗？我们是神生的。
Are you confident that you are from God?
确定吗？我们要很确定，我们是神生的，我们是新造的人，我们是上帝的儿女啊。
We need to be very certain of this, that we are God's children.
Okay.那个等一下，在约翰福音十一章十二到十三节这么说。
So in John chapter 1 verse 12 to 3 it says,
凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄成为神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
他们不是从血统生的，不是从肉体的意识生的，也不是从人意生的，而是从神生的。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
我们要很确信我们是上帝的儿女。
So we need to be very assured and confident that we are God's children.
是的，撒旦常常欺骗我们，常常用着夏娃的那个谎言来欺骗我们。你是上帝的儿女吗？你这个样子。
So Satan often deceives us, like how he deceived Eve and asked us, "Are you sure you're God's child?"
所以我们需要常常的确定我们自己的身份。
So we need to regularly ascertain to ourselves that we are God's
children. 其实不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
加拉太书二章二十节说：“所以现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。”
So in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live."
并且如今在我肉体活着的， 并且如今我在肉体中活着是因信神儿子而活，他爱我甚至为我舍弃了自己。
But Christ lives in me, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们常常需要来宣告，我虽然软弱，但我里面的耶稣是刚强的。
So we need to declare that even though I am weak, the God in me is strong.
在我里面的耶稣是刚强的。
Jesus who lives in me is strong.
接着，我们已得着神所赐的属灵的恩赐。
Next, we have received the spiritual authority given by God.
是的，主耶稣说，我已经把给你们权柄去践踏蛇和蝎子，胜过仇敌的一切能力。
So God tells us that He's already given us the authority to trample the snake and the scorpion.
所以我们最大的属灵能力是什么呢？恩赐是什么呢
？So what is our greatest spiritual authority?
你觉得我们的最大的能够恩赐，我们能够最大的权柄是什么呢
？So what is the greatest spiritual authority and blessing that God has given us?
我想，我们最大的权柄就是我们能够祷告。阿妹吗？祷告。
Oh, the greatest spiritual authority given to us is that we can pray.
对，遇到什么事情，我们都能够来到上帝面前来祷告。
So regardless of whatever obstacles we run into, we can pray.
这是我们最大的权柄。
This is the greatest spiritual authority that we have received.
好，接着我们要用心去体验新造生命的真实。
So we have to experience by heart the reality of the new creation.
我们都听过 Jessie 姐妹的见证哈。
So we have all heard Sister Jessie's testimony.
她生命当中一次又一次的经历。
In her life, she has experienced God once and once again.
支持到她的生命是一次又一次的更坚强。
And has made her life stronger and stronger.
她现在很宝贵她的生命。
So now she values her life a lot.
她不随便浪费在无意义的事上。
She doesn't carelessly waste it on meaningless things.
对，每一个人的经历都不一样。
So everyone's experience is different.
我们自己或从别人的身上，我们都可以去用心的体验。
So whether it is our own experience or through others, we can experience.
去看看这个新的生命在我们里面是经得起环境的考验。
To see how this new life in us is able to withstand the tests of any circumstances.
因为主说我的恩典够用。
Because God tells us that His grace is sufficient for us.
不单如此。我们还有宝贝在我们里面。
We also have a treasure in our hearts.
就是圣灵的内住。
Which is the Holy Spirit living in us.
当我们感到无助的时候。
So when we feel helpless.
主的灵会来引导我们，帮助我们。
The Spirit will guide us and help us.
在哥林多后书二章，哥林多后书四章七节怎么说
？So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 it says.
我的恩典够你用。哦、oh, ，我重复了。他说：“因为我的恩典在人的软弱上显得完全。”
哦 ，sorry，
看得到吗？
看
不到。好，因为上帝的恩典在我们的软弱上显得完全，所以保罗他说他更喜欢夸自己的恩典，好让基督的恩典在他的身上啊，临到他的身上。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show us this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
而且神永不撇弃我们。
And God will never forsake us.
他永远不撇弃我们。
He will never forsake us.
在希律伯来书十三章五到六节这么说。
So in Hebrews chapter 13,
你们为人不要贪爱钱财，要以现在所有的为满足，因为神亲自说过，我绝不撇下你，也不离弃你。
Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
所以我们可以很放胆的说，主是我们的帮助，我绝不会害怕。人能够把我怎么样呢？
So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?
所以当我们尝过主恩够用，我们认识我们里面的有宝贝。
So once we have tasted that God's grace is sufficient for us, and we know that we have this treasure in our hearts,
我们也相信主永不撇弃我们。
And we believe that God will never forsake us.
我们需要积极地活出新生命的该有的改变和祝福。
We should actively live out the changes and blessings that a new life should have.
好，第凡事知足。
Be content with everything.
就像腓立比书四章十二节说：“我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处富裕。”我已经得着秘诀，无论在任何事上，或富足，或饱足，或饥饿，或是富裕，或是缺乏，我都可以知足。
So in Philippians chapter 4 verse 12 it says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
所以新的生命，一个全新的新造的生命，是一个凡事知足的生命。
So a newly created life is one that is content in all situations.
不但如此，一个新造的生命是一个凡事感恩的生命。
A new life is also one that gives thanks in all circumstances.
这也是上帝给我们的旨意。
So this is God's instructions for us.
一个新造的生命也是要成为一个祝福的生命。
A new life is also one that is a blessing to others.
是的，新教的生命是一个散发基督馨香的生命，一个能够使人认识基督的生命。
So a new life is one that spreads the aroma of Christ and brings people to Christ.
在哥林多后书二章十四节也什么，保罗也这么说。
So in 2 Corinthians, this is what Paul says.
感谢神，他常在基督里使我们这些做奴俘虏的列在凯旋的队伍当中，又借着我们在各地散发香气。
But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of knowledge of Him everywhere.
使人能够认识基督。
Yeah.
我翻译完了。OK. 就好像我们去到Block 19, Block 3A 这样子，我们就是去到那里，我们去散发基督的馨香，让能够从我们身上闻到那基督的馨香，也能够得着福音。
Just like when we visit blocks 19 and 3A, we go there and we spread the aroma of knowledge of Christ, so that people may come to know Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们都是在基督里新造的人。
So brothers and sisters, we are all new creations in Christ.
我们都在被主塑造的过程当中。
We are all works in progress.
虽然我们会软弱。
So even though we might be weak.
撒旦仇敌也常常借着各样的环境、这样的事故来欺骗我们。
And Satan often tries to deceive us in using different circumstances,
让我们失去了信心。
And make us lose our faith.
但是因着神对我们的爱
，But through God's love for us,
我们可以有新造的确据。
We can have the assurance that we are new creation.
我们生命中会面对挑战、困难的时候
，And in our lives we may face trials.
我们可以用心去体验主的应许。
We can use our hearts to truly experience God's providence.
和那新造生命的真实。
And the truth that we are a new creation.
所以当我们说，当有人在说你在基督里是不是新造的人
？So when people ask you, are you a new creation in Christ?
我们可以很有信心的说，是的，我是新造的人。
We can say with full confidence that yes, I am a new creation.
在耶稣基督里，我们都是
新造的人。
这个信心还差一点。在耶稣基督里，我们都是新造的人，因为我们都是上帝的儿女。阿门。好，这个时候我请敬拜团上来。